Hi, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about Crazy Samantha. I don't know. Well, what are we talking about again?
So we're talking about Crazy Samantha because we also changed her name. So her name is definitely not Samantha, but so Crazy Samantha, and then like I guess like just other people that we've known that have, like just done like crazy things, I guess.
Okay. Well. Okay. So backstory: me and Samantha met when we were like 13. No, 12. Probably 12, and she was, like, my best friend.
Love that.
Do you remember her coming over?
I remember one time, and she just, like, I remember she just hated me and my brothers.
Didn't you get her sick, though, and she blamed you for the rest of her life that you got her sick?
I don't know why she hated me so much. It might have been that experience, but she, like, would chase us around the house, what? And, like, I remember multiple times she just, like, would run around the house and, like, chase us with, like,
a knife?
What? Yeah, a knife. Like, she'd, like, have, like, she'd take one of her hats, and she'd, like, try and, like, hit us with it. And I would just, like, run and run, and I just, like, didn't know what to do. And, like, you'd be upstairs or something, and I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, because I never knew that she did that to you. I just remember she was obsessed. We both were obsessed with One Direction, and we cared about meeting Harry Styles more than we cared about living. Like, he was our life.
Wasn't he every 13-year-old girl's life?
Yes, but we went to, like, all the concerts, and her mom and my mom went once. It was so awkward, and we got into a fight once because during the concert, he pointed at me, and she's like, no, he pointed at both of us. But it was, like, very obvious that he pointed at me and did hand signals, and she was very angry.
Oh, my gosh.
But in her defense, I love her now, and she actually got not only One Direction, but 5 Seconds of Summer to do stuff with her, so... That's tea.
What?
Yeah, she, like, she still continued to go to the concerts and go to, like, where they were, like, living and stuff, which I don't recommend. But she, like, they went to a fair and did a concert at a fair, and she waited at the fair for the concert to be over, and they walked by her and looked at her, and then a bunch of girls ran up to them and scared them away. So, she had her fair running with celebrities.
That's so sad. I would legit hunt down those girls.
You would hunt them down.
Like, if I, like, waited for them, like, to meet them and stuff like that, and if they, like, and then a bunch of girls came up and just scared them away, I would probably
throw
hurt.
Hands.
I would throw hands. I would hurt them.
You'd protect them? Because people get dangerous. I know that one celebrity from near my hometown, he has, like, really nice curly hair, and what happened was, like, they were at an airport, and girls ran up and, like, tried to pull his hair out. They were pulling on his hair.
Oh, my god!
And they just take clumps of it. And he's not that famous. He's not, like, Harry Styles. Like, a lot of people wouldn't recognize him. So that's very scary. People are obsessed.
Imagine what they do to Harry Styles. No, I feel like now, compared to, like, when he was in One Direction, girls were crazy. But I feel like now they're, like, they just, like, love him too much. So, like, I would never harm you.
A lot of people love people too much that they would never harm them. But some people love somebody so much when they see them in real life, it's just, like, they freak out.
See, I would freak out, but I wouldn't, like, I would just, like, freeze. Like, I would never, like, try and, like, get something of theirs or, like, something like that, or, like...
You wouldn't pull their hair out?
I would not pull their hair out. Oh. I would just, like, freak out silently and, like, not know what to do with myself.
Have you ever met a celebrity?
I've never, like, met a celebrity. Like, had, like... I mean, I had, like, kind of, like, a conversation with her. I just asked a question.
Oh, Megan
Trainor? The Megan Trainor concert. I got to ask her a question.
What'd you ask her?
I asked her if she, like, how she felt when they, like, used Photoshop on her body for her Me Too video.
That's a deep conversation. You were pretty young.
I know. I was so young. And I'm not even gonna lie, my mom gave me that question because I was freaking out because I did not know what to ask her.
I remember that.
And then she, like, asked her that, and I was like, okay. And she called me cute, and I will forever
you
remember
forever.
That. I will forever remember that.
We all got little diaries. Did you ever write in your diary?
No, I lost that diary 4 seconds after getting it.
Oh, really? Because it's in my mom's closet. It's still got the lock on it and everything.
The lock?
Yeah.
There's a lock on it?
Yeah, there's a lock and a key.
Yeah, I don't know where mine went, but apparently it's in your mom's closet.
She has, like, all the tea in there. She has everything in there. Well, did I meet a celebrity? Well, we have that.
I also met DJ Lance Rock when I was, like, 7.
The guy? Oh!
From
wait.
Yo Gabba Gabba! That was my first concert.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was amazing.
How did you meet him? Was he just meeting everyone?
No, there was a meet and greet with it.
You had to pay to meet him?
Yeah.
Did you get to meet the actual Yo Gabba Gabba people?
No.
Just
DJ Lance Rock.
What?
And yeah.
And your mom paid for you to meet some guy?
Yep.
Was he nice?
He was...
Freaking fantastic. He was sexy!
I honestly don't remember. The only thing I remember is because my mom took a photo and, I saw it and I was like, wow.
I would pay good money to have that photo.
Of me meeting DJ Lance Rock?
Yeah. You should have got it. Oh, I would have done anything.
To get that photo, not to meet him, just to get the photo.
No. So the girl from Guardians of the Galaxy, she who played Gamora, we saw her on a plane once. But
yeah,
my mom
talks about that all the time.
Yeah, I was a baby. Andrew was a little boy, and I just know that they said she kept looking at Andrew and thinking he was so cute. You know how you look at a baby and you're like, "Hi, sweetie."
Yeah,
that's what she was doing. He was a toddler though, but she was just very nice.
Yeah, my mom always talks about that, and she says it was so cool meeting her, and then she went on to go to.
So
the
cool
Guardian
thing.
Of the Galaxy.
Yes, it was on we were going from Detroit to Los Angeles or wherever.
She said, Los Angeles.
Yeah, we all went to California.
Huh.
When I was a baby, and that was the one big trip we did. It was because my dad was young. He's old now.
Love that.
Love that. Well, okay. we love your dad too. When's the last time he's gone to California?
He's never gone to California.
Your mom used to travel a lot before she met your dad. She's been to New York twice. She's been to California. Do you know any other... Oh, yeah, she goes to cool places all the time, doesn't she?
She's gone to, the route from Michigan to Florida, all those states. We've been to all those states.
But doesn't she do things for her job?
Yeah, she went to Seattle.
Ooh.
I think she went to Texas.
Yeehaw. Is that racist?
And then Colorado.
Ooh.
She went there. She got your mom a mug from there.
We love the Colorado mug.
Yes, we do. I thought she dropped it once, and I thought she shattered it, and I was like...
My mom?
Yeah, I thought she dropped something, and I thought it was the Colorado mug because she just poured coffee in it.
She would have literally gone back to Colorado and bought another one.
Gotten four of them in case she breaks out one.
Yes, I think your mom's job is really cool. We should get her on the podcast so she can tell everybody.
I think that would be really cool. I like her job, except for, she doesn't travel a ton, but, she does travel, and it's sad when she leaves. So, yeah.
It's sad when she leaves?
Yeah.
My mom literally was, when I first met her, she was like, bye, sweetie. And then I had a new mom. So, you're lucky your mom stayed around. My dad didn't even make it that far. He literally met my mom once and was like, bye, sweetie. And then there's me, so.
Love that. Okay, do you want to talk about, what's her name again?
Samantha.
Samantha, yeah.
Yes. So wait, what was the time? I remember it was we'd always get in fights because she would want to stay up really late. And I'd want to go to bed really early because I was a pretty tired kid. I was tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know what we were fighting about, but she got so angry she stormed out and called her mom. You remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she's sitting on the swing.
Oh, that was that?
That was that time.
I thought we just so I thought.
Tell me what you thought because
I thought we would just we woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of early. It was around 8-ish.
Uh-huh.
And I looked outside, and I just saw her swing on the swing outside. And
she was mad. She was really angry.
She looked really angry, and she was on her phone. And I was like, is she okay? And Haley's like, I don't know. I thought she just, went out there at, 3 a.m. and was just chilling.
No, she was, angry. She wanted her mom to come get her. And her mom, from my house, it was, a 20, sometimes, I wouldn't say a 30-minute drive, but we both lived on back roads, way far away from each other. So...
No, I completely thought that she was just angry for no reason, and she was
we would fight all the time. You know what's really funny?
What?
Is that she got a love note from someone, that was I've been in love with you since the first moment I saw you, since you moved here. I love you so much.
It was in kindergarten.
No, it was in fifth grade at the earliest. I think maybe sixth or seventh grade. Okay. And then, like, a year or two later, that same person asked me out. And me and her were, like, best friends. So it was kind of, like, crazy. But that person is, like, really obsessed with short, blonde, like, light blonde, kind of like dark. Oh, it's this special hair color, and they're obsessed with
dirty short blonde.
It's like a rare hair color. She would go like gloat about her gloat. She would gloat about her hair color because apparently a hairstylist told her it was rare.
Her hair. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. It's brown. It's like light brown.
She told me what the special name of it was once, but it's like special hair. Yes, and that's why I got all nervous trying to say I didn't want her to comment on the podcast to get angry.
Her hair color is legit light brown.
Well, apparently it's rare.
It's like a reddish light brown. That's...
You think it's reddish?
Like, it's reddish towards the bottom.
I never knew what to call it, but...
It's light brown.
It's light brown? Well, she told me it was rare, like,
Taylor and then in Swift. This photo, later on, or, like, later on, it's... Dark brown with the highlights.
Dark brown with highlights. Well, the reason she did dye her, I think her ends red once, I don't remember, but she would never dye her hair because her mom and the hairstylist said it was too special.
Oh my gosh. I hate that.
Yeah, but the person who asked her out is obsessed with people who are almost, like, legally. legally considered midget. And then they asked me out. I thought it was a joke because I'm super tall, very dark skin. I'm beautiful. But he liked really pale, short, light brown, rare-haired girls.
Oh my
and I'm
gosh.
Like, this is bullying. I'm calling the police.
So you thought it was fake?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That's
I would
tea.
Hate that.
That's tea.
Can you just imagine, like, someone's type is being the complete
opposite
of you, and then you get asked out over your best friend that is the exact same thing as his type?
Well, he had already asked her out, and then she, like, literally gave him she was like, no. And he was so
just
hurt.
No.
Yeah, well, she said it nicely, but it was, like, the deepest, like, it was, like, from the 1800s love letter. It was written so good.
Oh my gosh, I would feel so bad for him.
Don't feel bad, sweetie.
Wait, so did you ever find out if that was real or not?
Yeah, we did it for like on and off for like 20 million years. What? Okay,
what?
That's tea. Anyway, let's switch the subject. Do you like Mexican food?
You're just completely switch the subject. But I do like Mexican food.
Do you like the movie Coco?
I love the movie Coco.
Then can you sing a song for the podcast today?
No.
What? Why?
No.
Come on.
No.
Can you say the words to it? Your favorite song?
You make me want Coco Loco. I don't know. Like, I can say there is. No, thank you.
No, thank you? It's okay. Do you know the kid from your school, Noah?
Yes,
he
I do know him.
He looks like Miguel from the movie.
See, the thing, like, when he wears his hair down, yeah, he looks really, really...
Exactly.
I think we should dress him up as...
Miguel?
Miguel, yes.
Can you say your favorite line from the movie with the grandma?
I ask if you want more tamales. See? That's what I thought you said.
That is one of my favorite movies.
My favorite Disney movie.
Yes.
Is it Disney or is it Pixar?
I think it's Pixar, but I think it's Disney and Pixar. Not 100% sure.
Disney is owned by Pixar. I mean, Pixar is owned by Disney.
Disney would send you a letter in the mail telling you to die.
Don't kill me, please.
So that is your favorite Disney Pixar movie?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, obviously, I like all like the original like princess movies.
Like Snow White?
Yeah.
Did you know? Do you remember that Young American show? And they came up to me and they had me play Snow White. And everyone made fun of me because I'm literally tanner than anybody in the school.
I was so, like anybody else. Like, you could have played anybody else, but they had you play the whitest character there is.
Yeah, well, I think the only problem I had with it was, like, everyone was bullying me. Like, people, whoa, sorry, don't look at my toes.
Okay, continuing.
But yeah, and I had to sing, and I can't sing. I didn't want to sing, and they pushed me up in front of the thing, and I'm like, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. I don't remember what I had to sing.
No, whistle while you work, do 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 do. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, so whistle while you work.
Did I sing that for millions of people? And
not millions of people. It was like
10. No, it was a full house.
It was actually kind of great. You know what was really funny?
What?
That I watched that. So, like, I went to that. And there was a girl there who was playing Peter Pan. And she was on top of a guy's shoulders while she was singing and doing stuff. And then she ran back. And then a year or two later, I went back. Like, I started going to that school. And then I became kind of friends with the girl.
You saw her at the school?
Yeah, and I became kind of friends with the girl. And I came to the school in fifth grade. And when I was in seventh grade, the Young American Sting came back. And she was like, oh my gosh, it was so much fun when I played Peter Pan. I was like, wait.
Yeah, because I think they only come back every 4 years or so.
And I was like, wait a second. I was there, and I saw someone play Peter Pan, and she was, and I was like, she was on, like, a guy's shoulders, and I was like, she looked exactly like him. She's like, yeah, well, that was me, and I was like, well, and then another one of my friends who's in my grade, she was there. I don't think she had, like, a special role or anything, but she was there, and I was like, wow, that's really crazy that I saw you there, and then now I'm friends with you, and I didn't even know it was you.
Well, you make a lot of good friends there, and the people, like, have to be nice to you, and they're supposed to train you to be better dancers, more social, good singers.
Yeah, they, like, have to be nice to you. It's painfully nice. I met them, and they're, like...
They're painfully nice, but I think you also kind of have to be a nice person to join. So yeah. The audition process is, after you do Young Americans, you can go back, and they'll film you and do an audition. I'm not a singer, dancer... guitar player, well, a little bit, but nothing. So I didn't apply. But there's this really very crazy is a really bad word. But there was this one girl who wasn't very nice, and she applied, and she didn't hear back for a while because they had a lot of auditions to go through. There was like hundreds of kids who applied. Wow. So when she kept emailing them, and she kept going off on Facebook, going off on her friends, saying, "Why haven't they called me back? I was so good. Why haven't they called me back?"
Oh my gosh, I hate people that do that.
And then apparently they rejected her, and she said it was a really mean reply. But I don't think so. I don't think they would say anything.
They are so nice, and they're, like, painfully nice.
Painfully nice. So I don't think they would ever say, like, you suck or anything.
No, I don't, like, maybe, like, it might have been, like, she might have taken it as, like a small, like, little email, because, like, people that are full of themselves can be like, wow, that was so rude. And it'd be like a couple of sentences and they'd say that is that being rude.
Like
when it's just because they didn't get this long email saying that they're amazing, but we're not like looking, we don't want you.
Exactly. Well, she can't sing like very well at all, which is fine because your voice is a muscle. If you practice with it, you can, you know, be a good singer. But she got so angry, and she was obsessed with them. She followed them on social media. I don't know if one lived at her house, because they can come to your house and live there.
Yeah.
So she was obsessed with the guys, and she's like, he's so cute. She was, like, in love with them. And I had to say, they're, like, one, they're way older than us.
Yeah.
Two, they're going away. You have to be in the Young Americans. You have to... be a Young American. You have to be very talented because they can sing, dance, play instruments, backflips.
Yeah, they're like really, really talented people, and I feel very intimidated when I'm around them.
In the school, I'm pretty sure it's in California.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, they have places all over the place.
Oh, right.
But mainly, it's where like the main place is in California.
I don't think she could afford to go anyway. I couldn't afford to go.
Yeah. They're just like, they're painfully nice. They're all, like, really good looking, and they're all super talented, and you're like, wow, you guys are all robots, and it's scary. No, I'm not even joking. Like, you look at them, and you're like, wow, you are definitely a robot, because you can sing, you can dance, you can do 18 backflips in a row. You're painfully nice, and you're good looking. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Not even, like, I can't understand how someone could honestly do that.
Well, she still wanted to be a dancer, so now she dances at a club that we're not allowed to go into. We're not old enough yet.
Like a club?
Like a club, yeah.
Oh my god.
She has a special account where she says, come follow me at the blank club, get a free dance, or something like
that. Oh my god. So she didn't make it into the Young Americans, so she turned into a stripper.
Yes.
I love that for her.
Her best friend's mom's sister was a stripper.
Oh my god.
And it made
my aunt's cousin's dog cat.
Well, the thing is though, the mom's whose sister was a stripper, she was angry because the mom always made more money than her and she works as a lunch lady, and that's hot boiling tea because
wait, what?
Yeah, because she makes more money than the mom does and their sisters, and it's just terrible because she would be a stripper, but she can't because she's kind of very mean. The mom's super scary. So
I love that.
Was it good for the aunt? Sister?
Yeah. Sister, aunt, cousin, dog. Glam, whatever.
Oh no.
Whatever it is.
No. What were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say, so like I was in, well now I know, I was in third grade when I watched you do the Young Americans thing.
How did I do?
You did amazing. I remember hanging out with you, like, a couple hours before.
Yeah.
And you were stressing, you were going over it. And then you went on stage, and since, like, you couldn't hear yourself.
I could not.
You, like, nobody that was in our school sounded good.
Nobody.
Because they couldn't hear themselves. But everybody from the Young Americans sounded beautiful.
Isn't that awful?
They, like, purposely make you guys sound bad, I feel like.
They do, to be like, look how great we are. Which I feel really bad, because there are some really talented singers who did perform in the show, but we couldn't hear ourselves, so it kind of sounded terrible. And they teach the dance moves to you in such a short amount of time that we were all kind of off sync. And, of course, the Young Americans are perfect, so...
They've been practicing for, like, for 17 years. And you're like, you go there and you're like...
You've only known it for 3 days, tops.
Not even 3 days. Two days.
Yeah, oh, really? 2 days, then.
Because you get Friday. Because you get pulled out of school early on Friday, and then you have Saturday, and then you perform on Sunday.
Wow.
But you don't get to, like, practice on Sunday.
Did you do it?
No, my little brother did it.
Yeah, why did he get to do it, not you?
Because I didn't want to do it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, the thing is, I did want to do it, but then I was like, first of all, that's kind of a butt ton of money, and then also I was like, I'm self-conscious, so I didn't do it.
That.
What?
I got mine for free. Apparently someone paid for my scholarship to do it.
Oh.
I don't know. So apparently they came up to me and, like, you got it. You got the scholarship to do it. Someone paid for you to do it. And it was, like, $50.
Yeah, it was $50. And, like, the tickets are, like...
Oh, the tickets are so...
For my entire family, it was, like, $50 as well. So I could have also gone and done it.
It was pretty darn expensive. Yeah.
And if you're, like, a host, like, if you pay for their food, their expense, like, everything, for them to stay at your house for 3 days, you only get two free tickets.
Only two free tickets?
Two free tickets for the show. I would say, like, let one of, like, someone else do, like, the thing. If you're going to be a host, let, it, like, one person be able to go and do
it. Oh,
the...
like, so if I take Svegan in, then my daughter gets to go for free?
Yeah.
There's
like, you're paying for their food, like, a place to sleep. Like, they don't have to pay for anything.
Well, some girls wanted the guys to sleep in their house so they could, like, creep on them. Isn't that inappropriate?
Dude, seventh graders did that. They, like, we watched, in choir class, we watched the video, and everyone's like, oh my, like, everyone who did it, when you did it, was like, oh my god, I remember them, I'm, like, they were flexing so hard on everyone that didn't do it, like, oh my god, I remember them, they were so funny, do you remember that, that time was so cool, and it was so annoying, I'm like, oh my gosh, can you please just shut up, because they, all they would do would be like, and then a bunch of girls were like, I want them to, like, my family's being a host. I really hope I get
what?
Jeff. I don't know.
Jeff. Yeah, I really want Jeff. He's so hot.
It was so creepy. I was like, they are like 25 years old.
Yeah, they're way older than you think, too.
Yeah, they're like, yes, I'm 13, so what? I know they're like 30. It's okay. I'm like, oh my gosh, you were so gross.
One of the memorable things I'll say is we were watching your little brother do it, and this old people were behind us saying very nice things.
They were very nice.
But in society, you kind of get creeped out when people lean over and talk to you, and they're like, which kid is yours? But it turned out they were there to see a young American that was their granddaughter, and it made my heart swell. They're like, and they also said that your little brother was so talented.
Yeah, because he was sitting next to me, and I think his wife was sitting above me, and then he goes, which one are you related to? Bless you. Bless you.
Bless me.
I was like, which one are you, like, you related to? I was like, oh, that one. That one. And he goes, oh, he's got moves. And, like, he was saying such nice things. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my heart is so happy.
Well, because Max really did a good job.
He did such a good job. I was very, very proud of him.
So I say, if you want to do the Young Americans, it's a good experience. But if you pay for it, you've got to go through and do the show. Because I almost chickened out. But I'm glad I did it. So I think we're pretty good. Or do you want to say anything else?
I would just say if you do the Young Americans thing, and then 4 years later they come back, don't be annoying about it and say, oh my gosh, I remember them. They were so funny. And
cause that's annoying. Just, and it's different people every time.
It's different people every single time. Because I remember it was just so annoying.
Because 4 years, if they're already like 20-something, 4 years later, they're going to be pretty old. They're probably moved on to different things. So.
Yeah.
All right.
New opportunities.
Well, our next podcast will hopefully be out next week. So
let's hope.
Bye.
Bye.